Hey, now you know the scoop. My name is Rob Patz, along with Libby Perry Stuffel. Libby, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a great day and blue skies everywhere.
Speaking of great days, today is the day of your new album coming out. Tell everybody a little bit about the album.
Well, it's a brand new album. It's called Blue Skies. And it was actually set to release in November. Then we had an unexpected group change. And then it was set to release in January. And something happened in production and delayed it. So today is the day, and we're excited about it. And we're just hoping that everybody's going to enjoy it and that they're going to be blessed by it.
Well, that's cool. Who really... In the group, who kind of picks songs? Or do you guys just sit around together and pick songs? Or who's the main song picker? And that is a technical term right there I just came up with.
You've been reading. We kind of, each person picks the song that they would like to do. And then as far as the group songs and everything, we just set... We get with our producer, Wayne, and we set, we'll start at 300 songs and narrow it down to, on this album, 11 songs. And we will listen to those over and over and over. We'll pray about them, you know, to make sure that we have what God wants us to have on there. And, you know, it just, and whatever song sticks with us that, you know, just fit as far as timing, then, you know, that's what we look at.
Sure. And you start with 300 songs. Imagine that. I mean, to be able to narrow it down to 11 songs, it's that kind of blows me away when you think about 300 songs you have to listen to in the first place, and then to sit and think, well, okay, we got it down to 11 out of 300.
Right. Well, and you have to realize some of the demos you get in are, you know, they're not all serious songs, and we've had songs that people have said that talked about little green Martians and, you know, and stuff, and you're like, okay, I don't think we can do this one.
This doesn't
and
fit.
So it makes it interesting.
So you've had Green Martian songs, huh? You could do a whole Alien album.
Oh, yeah.
Perry's from Outer Space. There you go.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. And, you know, and to really pick, you know, 10 or 11 songs out of 300, I mean, it's really difficult. And so you have to do a whole lot of praying and soul-seeking to... You know, make sure you get the right song.
Sure. And that is important. And, of course, everybody's going to want me to ask, how's Tracy doing?
He has done incredible. As of yesterday, he's lost 80 pounds. And he came off of his insulin a week and a half ago. They put him on the pill form. He's done great on that. Actually, since being off the insulin, it's helping regain a lot of his energy.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, it's been incredible. And the cruise, we were on the cruise last week, and that was probably the most I've seen him laugh and be back to his normal self since all of this happened 6 months ago. He's doing really, really good.
That is so cool. And, of course, you know, if you follow Libby on Facebook, you find out that she's cooking. And how much, and this is my question for you, before this all happened, did you cook a lot on the bus and I just missed it? Or was that kind of a lifestyle change after this happened?
You know, anybody who knows me knows I love to cook. And at night, if we had over an 8-hour drive, I would put stuff in the crock pot and, you know, have it for the guys. That way we didn't have to stop and, you know, then grab a burger and all this. And but yeah, I did some cooking, but not like, I mean, I cook every day that we're on the road.
Sure.
So like Christmas, right before our Christmas break, we were out for 11 days and we did not eat out the whole time.
Well, that is awesome. And everything looks good. There hasn't been a thing you've posted that I wouldn't eat. So, and that says a lot.
Well, that's what's challenging is you can only fix chicken, turkey, and fish so many ways. And, you know, so as it's challenging every day to come up with a new way of presenting it, you know, to where that it looks good and tastes good. And I'm a firm believer that if it tastes good, you're going to stick with it.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that's why so many diets fail, because people don't like the food. And the thing that you have to realize is you can eat healthy and it still be good. You just have to change, you know, like I was raised, cook everything in grease and butter.
Sure.
I mean, that's just the way we were raised. And so I've had to go back and change that. And now I cook in olive oil, the spray olive oil. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of spray butter. And, you know, even when we eat out, we take our spray butter with us. And, you know, it doesn't embarrass us because we know that this is a lifestyle change, and which the hard part is yet to come, because keeping it off is the hard part.
Yes. Yes. The long-term commitment. Yes. That's when it's going to get hard. So
yep.
Now tell us, you got quite a lineup of people that wrote songs for this album. And,
right.
And I'm not going to ask you to pick a favorite writer, because that's just, you know, terrible thing to do. Who, though, writes on this album? Which song did you just kind of go, oh, man, that just fits right away? First time you heard it, you went, okay, that's got to be on the album.
Our new single, Celebrate Me Home. Wayne Hahn, our producer, wrote that song. And it's kind of funny how it came about. And he actually took it from a story. My mom's sister died last year. January was a year ago, and we had a little incident on the way to the funeral with a car wash, and so I posted that story on Facebook, and Wayne read that story, and somehow or another, through that story, he wrote Celebrate Me Home, and the minute that I heard the song, it absolutely just my first thought was when my dad passed away. My dad was always one that, he said, you know, he said, we had dying all wrong. He said, when a baby's born, he said, we rejoice and, you know, we're excited. He said, then when somebody dies, he said, we weep and we cry and we, you know, he said, we're sad. He said, it should be right the opposite. He said, it should be a homegoing celebration. And so when my dad passed away 8 years ago, he was 67 years old, we had 67 white balloons that we released at the graveside, and we had a celebration of his homegoing. And the minute that I heard the song, I was like, this is my dad. This is what he was trying to relate to us. And so I looked at the group. I said, I don't care if y'all like it or not. I'm recording a song. And then, you know, it was a shock when Daywin called and told us that they were pulling it as a single, because, you know, death, dying songs is not really songs that go very well over radio. And so, you know, I was like, well, you know radio. We'll try it. We'll see.
Well, that's it. And it is a fantastic song. And, you know, that it's true, though, that, you know, sometimes there are songs that we think, you know, but they really have a strong message, and I love the message to this song. It is a fantastic song, and I appreciate you taking a stand in the group and saying, hey, I'm going to record this song. And I want to ask you this, because you mentioned your dad and you mentioned your family. Family, a very big deal to you. You know, your group started as a family group.
Right, right. I am a very, anybody who knows me knows just 5 minutes of being around me. My family is very important to me. And, you know, growing up, I came from a family of three boys and three girls. My older brother passed away when he was 13 years old. My younger brother passed away 12 years later at the age of 13 years old. And I guess through all of that, you realize that life is short, and you don't take those things for granted that are precious to you. And, you know, 6 months ago when we went through what we did with Tracy, you realize life can change in a second.
Yes.
And you try to make every moment count, and, you know, you value those things. And if you don't have family, to me, you know, you're missing out.
That's it. Family's a very big deal. And that...
They are. And, you know, there's so many families out there that... They will go years and never speak to one another, never, you know, call each other on the phone, or, you know, they'll let some little something stand in between them, and then when something happens, then they have to live the rest of their life with regrets of, you know, I wish, you know, that was just petty stuff. I could have put that aside, and I could have put my pride aside and picked up the phone and called, and, you know, and I don't want to live that way.
No.
I don't want to live with regrets.
I can't imagine when people say, I haven't talked to this family member for like 6 months. And I'm like, how can you go 6 months? It's just, that's a hard one for me.
Exactly. And, you know, so, you know, I guess I've learned through all of that. And then losing my dad and everything, which was my hero, you know, that, you know, take every moment that you can and, spend with those, because, you know, death is something that's going to come to all of us.
Yep. It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yep.
And, but man, and I love the album, by the way. I wanted to tell you, we get a chance to get a sneak peek of it, and it was a fantastic album. I love it. I love it from top to bottom. Great ministry songs. And of course, typical, you know, that is what I have found in my time in this industry. Is typical of you guys. Very ministry-oriented songs, very good, strong lyrical songs. And, of course, Wayne Hahn is a great guy to have driving the bus, you know. I mean, he does a great job.
He's a genius. And just when you think that, you know, he can't come up with anything different, he just blows it out of the water. And, you know, and you know, I'll have to say that a lot of the Perry success is because of Wayne Hahn and the love that he has for gospel music and wanting it to be the best that it can be.
Well, that is awesome. Now we're going to go a little light, because I always like to be a little light in my interviews. I know you go to Predators games. I don't know if you're a fan or not of hockey, but I know that you go to games when you can. Are you a fan, or you just go because everybody else is going?
I am a fan. I love fights. I love to see them fight. And I embarrass my family when we go, because, I mean, if they start fighting, oh, that's just the most incredible thing in the world.
Then it's on and, for Libby Perry, huh?
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm a fan, true blue. I don't care who it is, what team it is that I pull for. I don't care if they win or lose. I'm a true blue fan, and, you know. But, yeah, we love actually, we didn't get into hockey until December was a year ago. Our son is fanatical over it.
Uh-huh.
And so he took me and his dad to a game And I was hooked the first game because it's so fast, it's so quick. You've got to watch every move. You know, it's just it's just incredible.
Now, so, hockey, hockey is a sport where from television you don't realize how fast those guys really are. You have to go. I was just at a Preds game just a couple weeks ago, and you don't realize. And of course, I grew up in Minnesota, so I'm from the home of hockey. So I know hockey. But when you're at a game, and it had been a while since I'd been at a game, you forget how fast they skate. So
it's incredible. I mean, you can almost feel the wind off of them when they come by you. You know, and then they. You know, what gets me is when they hit the wall really hard and the glass is just bouncing back and forth and you're like, how do they keep from not really getting hurt? And it's just a very interesting sport.
Well, you do notice, though, that most of them don't have all their teeth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, well, they take them out, especially during the game.
That's one reason why my mom wouldn't let me play hockey. She's like, I don't want you to not have teeth. You know, that's kind of an important thing. So I was...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's just part of it. And the funny thing with Nashville, you know, we just signed Carrie Underwood's husband.
Yes.
And that, it's funny because in the newspaper, they don't focus on him. They focus on her. And, you know, the newspaper was like, the Preds signed Carrie Underwood's husband. And it's so funny because it's like, okay, nobody knows him. They know her.
And he's a pretty good player.
He's going to live in under the shadow of Carrie Underwood's husband, you know.
Yes. Okay.
That's funny.
I want to ask you something, Sue, because you said you love sports and you cheer for your team. What is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is hockey. Then second would be college football.
Georgia Bulldog fan. I know that.
Oh, all the way. Yeah. All the way. All the way. I'm not much on NFL. You know, I think there's too much. They make too much money.
Okay.
And, you know, they just don't. To me, it becomes more about the money than it does playing the game.
Mm-hmm. The Bulldogs going to have a good team this year?
Probably not. our quarterback just broke his ankle in a couple of places this past week.
You're kidding.
No. And so we're not for sure that, you know, they're supposed to do a press release to, you know, let everybody know what's going to happen there. And then our running back, you know, he got the big hits and he's going NFL pro. So I don't know. But Mark Richt will pull something out of the hat.
Sure, he always has good teams. Okay, before you go, here's one thing we do when I do interviews. I do a list or I ask a question. I ask you to list three things. Here we go. Three things that Libby Perry does not leave the house and get on the bus without. Three things that you have to have, otherwise you turn the bus around and go back to the house.
Oh, wow. Well, first would be my Bible. And I know that sounds ultra spiritual, but I mean, I have to have my Bible. And it's so to the point that I have a Bible application on my iPhone, uh-huh, on my computer, and on my iPad. So that way, if I were to leave my Bible, at least I've got it on my phone and all this. My iPhone would be second.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably my dog.
Okay, so the dog travels with?
Yeah, oh yes.
Okay.
And yeah, he's 10 years old, he's blind, and, you know, he's a mama's boy.
Oh. And yeah. Has he ever, in the 10 years that he's traveled, has he ever gotten away?
Yes. Yes. several times, and he's run out to an open field during a concert. You know, we try to go during the intermission and walk him real quick. And one particular place, it was an open field, and it had just rained really hard.
Oh, no.
And he runs right toward the mud and just rolls in it. And so, needless to say, here we are, Dixon has to go sing again, and he's muddy all over. And he's a poodle, so yeah, that can be challenging. But yeah, I would have to say probably my dog.
Okay, poodles are kind of high strung too. They can be kind of high maintenance dogs. If they don't feel they're getting their attention, they. Yes.
Well, and we found that the older he gets and the more blind he gets, the more, you know, he's got to constantly be touching you and, you know, and stuff like that. But it's funny because he snores and he will snore so loud on the bus that he will wake himself up thinking that he's hearing somebody else, and he will start barking. And it was him, you know.
Oh, sure.
And it's funny. So, you know, it's cool having a dog. But if something happens to him, I won't have another one. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know, sometimes you got to know those kinds of things. And I want everybody give everybody the website, because I want them. Seriously, and I don't do this often, but seriously, this is a great album, and you guys need to go pick it up. So give them the website so they can go buy it.
It's perrysministries.com, and they can go in there to our product store and order it off of there, or they can go to itunes.com. It's also on there, and you know, I just hope that everybody goes and buys it, and they enjoy it, and they're blessed by it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Libby, for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Rob.